Hurry, hurry, hurry. The show is about to begin. This next performer touches me real deeply. Ever since 1990, I was sitting where you guys were sitting, and she came out, and she started talking. She sat at the piano, and she started singing, just started singing a cappella. And to show how perfect her pitch was, right through the first verse, she just started playing. I went, wow, that's so hard to do. Ethel has been an inspiration to a lot of people for a long time. And I had some personal things, and Ethel and the Lord took care of it for me. And my mother says, make sure you tell her hello. We like to say she's West Virginia's first lady of gospel, but I think the whole world should know she's the first lady of gospel. So I won't take up any more time. Ethel Kathy Austin. Give it up.
Wasn't here last year, and it's just good to be back home.
Keep your
as most of you know, I'm a hillbilly. I was born in West Virginia, and I'm very proud of being from West Virginia. And in doing so, I wanted to sing one song at least that would reflect my being an Appalachian and a hillbilly. And I met Michael Klein late this week, and he had a book by some Afrolachians. And I had never heard of Afrolachians. So I guess I am an Afrolachian, Afro-American Appalachian. So you now can call me an Afrolachian if you desire. But being from a coal mining area, as I have shared sometime this week, I heard a lot of country music and blues and guitars and fiddles, and it was part of my life and my livelihood. And there was a couple called Rex and Eleanor, and they would sing all over West Virginia, and I remember a lot of the songs that they would sing. This was a song that was done in the black church and usually done in the rural areas, and I'd like to try to sing it tonight and dedicate it in the memory of all those old coal miners and people who have led the way for me. Sunshine, we'll understand it.
in glory when he comes from his home in the sky. Yes, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by.
Cheer up, my brothers, cheer up,
my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Thank you. Yes. I'd like to complete this portion with a song that I learned when I was a little girl. And during that time, my mother had the 78 records on a Victrola, and she had stacks and stacks of these old records. And there was this lady that would play the guitar, which I wish I had learned how to play, because pianos are hard to carry. But she would play the guitar, and she would just play this bluesy, just wow guitar. And her name was Rosetta Tharpe, and she could sing a ragged gospel song, and she was very popular in the 50s. And I'd like to finish with that, with this rendition of Up Above My Head. Oh,
You want some more of that tomorrow on Sunday morning, 10:30 to 12 o'clock. This is how we conclude the Augusta Festivals with that. That's what the chapel, so it keeps your heart in the right place and you get back safely next year. Ah, how was that? That was good, wasn't it? Touched you. We would also like to tell you that right after this, there is a dance at the pavilion. In addition to that, there's a lot of other things happening, and you'll find out as you start walking around outside. I'd like to talk about this next lady. We bonded immediately when she first came down the steps, and she didn't have a lighter. And that's what I gave. So I gave her a lighter. And we got to talking about how different but the same that the both of us do. We teach people how to sing not from here, but from here. And her word for this is called the Konya. And if anybody's taking her class, you can see what she's talking about. And she does a lot of ballads, and I do a lot of ballads. And when you're singing about things that are really important to you, whether it's your heritage or where you came from, where you're going, you sort of touch people a lot. And Sheila says to me, and this is after she had had her first bowl of grits, oh, wow, this is great. I say, that's how different things are, but the same. So sit back and not here, but here, and give it up for Sheila Stewart.
Before I sing, wait till you hear me. I couldn't come on without my prop. This is my prop. You'll see why. I've only got 15 minutes, and as I told them backstage, it takes 15 minutes to name my town back in Scotland. So I've got to be quick. I didn't want to talk too much. A lot of ballads that I've been hearing over the week was wonderful ballads about the lords and the ladies doing wrong and being deathly ballads, and they're wonderful. But here's one for Scotland within my culture. It's about a lord, but it's anything but a long, dreary ballad. Can't even remember. Right, I'll sing this one. This is one. This is one. I come from an area in Scotland which is 65 miles north of Edinburgh. Probably there has been folk here that comes from Edinburgh. Here is a ballad from Edinburgh, and it's about a travelling girl, a tinker like myself. Come a' ye laddies and lassies gay, and listen to my rhyme. It's all about a fair young maid that was scarcely in her prime. She was a bloom and rosy fair, and admired by everyone round, and they called her Bloomin' Caroline from Edinburgh town. Young Henry was a Highland lad, and he courted her on the sly, but when he's got to know, quite angry they became. Arise, arise, bloomin' Caroline, and go meet your folks at home. Make no delay, to Edinburgh town. Before that I would beg my way, I'd set myself to die. I'd make my way to yon seashore, and is there I'd let myself die. And some of the sailors, they would pity me, and more would join in the rhyme. And some would say, why did you stray from Edinburgh town? A bonnet of blue and a note of white was left upon the shore, and on this note these words she wrote: "Bloomin' Caroline, no more. She's in the deep, lying fast asleep, and a small fish are flying all round. She was once a blooming Caroline from Edinburgh town." Thank you. Wherever I go, part of my culture is everything. It's the ballads, the songs, the stories, and within my culture, we don't separate them. Ballads are stories. I grew up, sorry to say this, but this is the truth. I grew up that the men were the boss, you know? The women had to do what they were told. So a few years ago, after my dad had died, I heard this wee story. And I said, wherever I go, I will tell this, because it makes me feel good after all these years of doing what I was told. So I would like to share it with you. Please, men, I don't mean any harm. There was this three men in Edinburgh, and every Saturday at God's Sends through the day, these three men would meet and have a good old bevy. So one Saturday after they'd met, they were longer than they should have been. And one of them looked at his watch and he says, "Oh my goodness," he says, "the wives are going to kill us," he said. "I think we should head home, boys." So they looked at the watch, they drank up, and they headed out the door. But just as they were opening the door and shut it again, one of them stood and he says, "Oh my God," he says, "I should have went to the toilet," he said, "before I came out," he says. "I need to relieve myself." So one of them said, "Oh, well, that's all right," he says. "Just go round the back of the pub there," he says, "where the dustbins are," he said. "Nobody will see you there." So round he goes and he relieves himself at the back of the pub, and just as he's zipping up, you know, he looks and he sees this wee shiny thing in the corner. So he goes forward and he lifts it up and he looks at it. "My God," he says, "this is a wee Aladdin's lamp." So he runs out to the other two boys and he says, "Hi, boys," he says, "look what I found out there," he says. So his pal grabbed it and he looked and he says, "Oh my God," he says, "that's like Aladdin's lamp," he said. "Oh, boys, what if we took this lamp and we rubbed it like that and a genie come out?" And just like that, there was this wee poof. No, a big poof, a wee poof. And the most nervous genie you ever saw in your life came out of the lamp. "Oh, boys," he says, "look," he says, "I'm only a learning genie," he says. And he says, I can't give you three wishes each, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you one wish each. Oh, we're so happy. Oh, fine, we only need one wish. So he said to the first one, right, what would you like? He thought for a minute. Well, he said, I would like, he says, to be 10 times more educated, 10 times more knowledgeable, and 10 times more successful than the whole of Edinburgh. Oh, he says, that's easy. Poof. And the look of education that came on his face was unbelievable. Now, that's saying a lot for Edinburgh. So he said to the second one, right, what would you like? Well, he says, I would like, he says, to be 100 times more educated, 100 times more knowledgeable, and 100 times more successful than the whole of Edinburgh. Oh, easy. Poof. He even changed clothes. He was so educated looking, it was unbelievable. So he said to the third one, what would you like? Well, he said, I would like to be 1,000 times more educated, 1,000 times more knowledgeable, and 1,000 times more successful than these two put together in the whole of Edinburgh. Oh, he says, that's even easier still. Poof, and he turned him into a woman. You notice it's only the women that clap. I'd like to finish with a song. I dedicate this song to everybody that I have met. I dedicate it to Augusta, to my pupils, to everybody that, to the staff that invited me here. And I mean every word of this song. Oh, kind friends and companions, come join me in rhyme and lift up your voices in chorus with mine. Let's drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may and might never all meet here again. Oh, now here is to the wee lass that I love so well. For style and for beauty, there's none can excel. She smiles on me proudly as she sits on my knee. And there is none in this wide world as happy as me. So here's a health to the company, likewise to my lass. Let's drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let's drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may and might never all meet here again. Oh, my ship lies in, excuse me, I'm getting choked. Oh, my ship lies in harbour, she's ready to sail. God grant her a safe voyage without any gale. And if we should meet again, be it land or on sea, I will always remember your kindness to me. So here is a health to the company, likewise to my lass. Let's drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let's drink and be merry, all grief. never all meet here again. God bless you.
Sheila Stewart. Oh, boy. If there's a Jackie Lamb here, your address book has been found, and if you would like to get it back, stage front center at the end of the concert, we'll have it for you. And on that note, I want to talk about a group of guys that, if you were at the dance last night, the square dance last night, you were probably hearing them, they were kicking, the Ilmo Boys. And they were playing for you throughout the week in different places. And I saw them just walking back and forth and back and forth. They even go to lunch and dinner as a group in perfect rhythm. Just I said that to them this afternoon. They said, "You crazy." Valid point in some cases. We'd like to take time out now, or I would, and ask you to recognize the folks that make Augusta happen for you. And that's... I'm going to ask these folks to stand in mass, too, so we don't go, that person, that person, that person. We're going to do them all. And this is a year-round staff, representatives of Davis and Elkins College, and particularly the five-week staff. Great bunch of people who spend more than 5 weeks of their summer here, and each summer paying attention to details that make it easy for you to come here and find out where things are, how to get to the here and there, and what your needs are. So everybody that's on that staff, and like I said, particularly the five-week staff, stand up. You know who you are. Yeah. Yes. And I'll just mention one especially. It's Miss Margot Blevin. She's real special to me. I was talking with Bob Hope the other day. We're sitting on the porch. I said, "Bob, you know, tell me a little something about yourself so therefore I can, you know, talk about it." And he said that he always wanted to grow up to be a dance fiddle player. And by Jove, I think he's grown up to do that. He doesn't like to talk about himself, but he's recently won the National Endowment of the Arts, the Heritage Art Award. How about that? That makes it... where he gets to go and have dinner and lunch with all these great people, and they recognize him for all the things that he does. But he'll come out and tell you, "I don't want to talk about that." And when you hear this baritone voice that he has, you're going to have a good time. As we continue to, how about half of the staff to have to do this while I'm talking? It's not easy to walk around. Ah, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. How great thou art, huh? So, without further ado, the Ilmo Boys and Bob Holt.
That was lovely. Sure. We're going to have Bob come up, play a couple, and then have Bob come up for you after that. Ready?
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
It's great being the warm-up deck for Bob Holt. Jim's going to sing you a little song here. Married Life Blues.
Well, I got the notion a few years ago that I'd start out in life. First thing I thought that I had to have was me a pretty little wife. I had those lonesome, lovesick blues. Now we went around the world on our honeymoon, way down in Arkansas. When I got back to my old hometown, I met my mother-in-law. I had those disappointed blues. Well, my wife started in keeping house, started with Goodwill. I got drunk and lost my job and couldn't pay the grocery bills. I had those alcoholic blues. Then my wife got mad at me, so did my mother-in-law. Neighbors got some blustery, thought I'd start in a war. I had those henpecked husband blues. Well, then I start laying out late and I wouldn't come in till 3. My wife was waiting at the door with a rolling pin for me. I had those Jigs and Maggie. And alimony too. I didn't have but 50 cents, didn't know what to do. I've got those separation blues.
Thank you. Got to get a little tuned up here.
In case any of my guitar students are here, don't try this at home.
Hey, don't say amen to that. No.
Yeah, we had some great students this year. Yes. We had exceptional classes, all of us. We agree upon that, and we're thankful that we had a chance to meet all those great people and played some fine music with them. It was really fun.
It was fun. We're going to do a tune here that we got from an old 78 I've got laying around the house. It's from a band from outside of Sykeston, Missouri, which is way south in the Boot Heel. It's a tune called Duck Shoes Rag.
One, two, three. Thank you.
Man, that's some weird music.
But we love it.
All right, we got another song for you here called Nancy Jane. Ready?
Yeah.
Well, I got a gal as long and tall, sweet as she could be. What she's got, nobody knows, but it goes all right with me. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. When she starts loving, she'll make a hit with me. Well, she don't start no squabble. She don't raise no cane. When she starts to do her stuff, she makes a bulldog break his chain. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. When she starts loving, she'll make a hit with me. She don't got no girlfriends. She don't run around. But when she starts to do her stuff, she makes a mule kick a stable down. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. When she starts loving, sure makes a hit with me. She don't wear no fine clothes. She ain't fine to see. What she's got, nobody knows, but it goes all right with me. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. When she starts loving, she'll make a hit with me. We tell you no story, we tell you no tale. When she starts to do her stuff, she makes a tadpole hug a whale. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. When she starts loving, she'll make a hit with me. She don't go auto riding. She don't take no chance. But when you go out with that gal, you gotta wear asbestos pants. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. When she starts loving, she'll make a hit with me. We went out walking the other day. We sat down in the dirt. My heart got jumping and it got so hot, burned a hole in my undershirt. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. I'm crazy about my Nancy Jane. When she starts loving, sure makes a hit with me.
Thank you, folks. All that silliness. But this is serious business now.